Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
On December 25th, Santa Claus will have shimmied down many local chimneys and left presents under the tree. But today, some families are celebrating another holiday, St. Nick's Day. Depending on where you are in the world, St. Nick has many names, but the story is the same. In the U.S., he's celebrated in places with German or Dutch influence, like right here in Milwaukee. Some of you might be wondering, well, who is St. Nick, and where did this holiday come from? So is Bubbler Talk questioner Dawn, who asked about its origin.
My son was in, I think, first grade, and we were out at the bus stop, and a neighbor kid came over and said, "Hey, what'd you get for St. Nick's Day?" And both of us said, "What?"
For some background, I talked to John Schaefer, the vice president of Germanfest in Milwaukee. Schaefer says St. Nick was a real bishop, Greek-born, who died on December 6th in the 4th century. The holiday is rooted in Europe.
This Nicholas was known for producing small miracles and being kind to children, orphans, widows, and became the patron saints of merchants and so on and so forth.
Schaefer says European immigrants brought their St. Nick traditions here. There's an online center based out of Holland, Michigan, dedicated to all things St. Nicholas. And I talked to the president and founder, Carol Myers. She shared one of St. Nick's stories.
The most well-known story is about a man who had fallen on hard times and could no longer care for his family. He had three daughters of marriageable age, but was unable to provide dowries. So the daughters were going to be sold into slavery.
Myers says St. Nicholas visited the man's house three times, tossing gold through the window for the dowry money, which might explain why children would get chocolate coin candy as gifts. Myers explains how people prepare for St. Nick's visit.
In many parts of Europe, people polish their shoes, so they're very clean, their shoes and boots, and put them on the doorstep or the windowsill to be filled.
That's still common today, and people might also put out stockings. Myers also says the traditional treats are fruit, nuts, and candy. But some Milwaukee residents remember getting more than that. Here's Angela Harris.
My mom would make a box where it was like my Christmas pajamas. There would be like a movie that I wanted and like a mug or something for hot chocolate.
And Robert Dumville.
We would put out a shoe by the front door and we'd leave a carrot or an apple for his horse. And then in exchange, he would leave some sort of citrus fruit like an orange or tangerine and some sort of little sweet or chocolate. And usually, at least in our house, something to keep you warm.
And mother and daughter, Teresa Marion and Katie Meisner. Marion says she remembers Święty Mikołaj, that's St. Nicholas in Polish, as the start of the Polish Christmas holiday. She'd get a decorative Santa cup shaped like Santa's head and chocolate. And Meisner says St. Nick's Day was even more magical than Christmas.
We always got the same candy every year. We got a storybook, like Lifesaver candy set. We'd get a candy cane full of like Hershey's Kisses, and then we'd get just regular candy canes. And then there was always some sort of special toy, like something small that just fit in the stocking, you know?
Meisner continues the St. Nick's Day tradition with her daughters and says she hopes they'll do the same. If you missed the celebration this year, no worries. Now that you know a little more about St. Nick's Day, you have plenty of time to prep for his visit next December. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Bubbler Talk comes from Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, home to 24/7 entertainment, dining, and musical acts, plus Ember Salon and Spa, and Topgolf Swing Suite. More at paysbig.com. What have you always wanted to know about the Milwaukee area? Submit your question at wuwm.com/bubblertalk.